This is Mucho African Radio. My name is Amalia, Mucho Radio Young Journalist. We welcome changemaker Solitha Short, Soli Productions founder, a talent agency representing actors and models. Can you tell us about yourself and the inaugural Halifax Fashion Week 2023?
Hi, I am Solitha Short, the founder and CEO of Soli Production and the co-founder and creative director of Halifax Fashion Week. An explosion of the arts in the fashion industry, color, culture, heritage, taking place on the runway here at the Lighthouse Arts Center on the 25th of August. Doors open at 7:30. The show kicks off at 8 p.m. To take it back a few years, with COVID, we did a little bit of shifting and pivoting as we were thrown that curveball, and we created This Is Us. So Halifax Fashion Week is the evolution from This Is Us. Create a space where there is fashion, so people aren't asking, is there fashion? Are there models? And through the Halifax Fashion Week, we want consistency, so that question no longer gets asked when it's related to Nova Scotia and the Maritime area regarding fashion. It's been happening over the last few years, building and developing, and now we are ready to take it to the next level, and thus the partnership with the Lighthouse Arts Center to kick off the first HFW. It's an art form, and I think the more people start treating it that way, the level of respect will rise, because most people see it as not part of the creative industry, but it is. They take on characters when they're walking the runway for different designers, because each creative has a different version of what they're putting out on the runway, and for the models, they have to become that vision. So for every showcase, and just to pull it back to what's happening here at the Lighthouse, every showcase is individually crafted to the designers. Therefore, the models have to switch. So they're playing different characters. So you're going to see 7 different characters from these models on the 25th of August. When it goes to the coaching, I'm also a model coach. A runway is my speciality, and it's getting models confident within their own skin, teaching them the techniques to execute on the runway, and that builds confidence that then, you know, spills over in their self-esteem. How do I think about me rather than the perception other people have about me? That doesn't shift how I see me through my eyes and the reflection in the mirror. So modeling goes really deep, and I speak from a place of experience and sort of relevance, because then I started my journey in the industry as a model, so, and I know what it has done for me personally and my self-esteem, my confidence. So there's a lot to gain from that, and it transfers over to other industries and other aspects of your life. We're partnered with the Lighthouse Arts Center and showcasing that element in that, in the creative community, but Lighthouse Link as well, where businesses, you know, have a home here in this amazing space where we can all share space but also share that connection and grow from each other. So I think it's providing access, bring corporate into the conversation, because the runway is one thing, and it's exciting, and it's a way for the creatives to go crazy and showcase their work. But then for it to translate out into the general market where now you can earn revenue and create sustainability, we need spaces where these designers can, you know, house their products so that the public can buy. We need connections with buyers from different markets as well. And that's what the Lighthouse is also offering, because I'm a tenant here as well. This is home for Soli Coaching and Soli Management. So I think through this partnership and what we're doing with HFW, it's a way for us to really launch off what we're hoping to do for the creative industries, the fashion sector, for designers, and Ryan can speak more about, you know, what the options and opportunities are here, but I think it would stimulate conversations outside of this partnership for growth in our industry. That sparkle in the eyes of the models from the coaching perspective, they come into my space and shoulders are bent and, you know, their eyes are down. And the minute they start clicking and getting that level of confidence, I see a whole new person starting to emerge from them. That for me is the level of success. And to see them then transfer that over to other areas in their life, that's why I say modeling is beyond the runway. It can infiltrate other aspects of your life in a positive way. So for me, the thing I hold dear is the value my models as a management and as a coach, the value they see in themselves, the self-worth that's created by that level of confidence, and they take it through other aspects of their life. That sparkle is, you can't put money or anything tangible on that. We, through the HFW and through what we're doing with Soli Production and partnering with designers here in Nova Scotia, we want to, again, create a level of sustainability in the industry. The only way we can do that is if we export our talent so that we can import that traffic through Nova Scotia with other designers, because productions can happen here at the Lighthouse. It can happen at Crystal Crescent, at in Cape Breton through the, you know, during the fall when the leaves are falling, and at Peggy's Cove. So what we're doing is exporting the possibilities that's here, but also showing the talent here, you are able to take your craft into the mainstream market. So I think I'm part of that ambassador, or that part of that team that is really pushing for us to be seen on a global scale, by having models in agencies that are not, you know, just based in Nova Scotia, but in other areas where the conversation of Nova Scotia becomes sort of common on the tongue of people who matter in the industry to make a difference. So Paris is the next step. We went to New York the fall of 2022, and the journey has just, you know, lit a fire under us. We're heading to Paris in September, the 29th and the 30th. We have models in different shows, so about four shows that's happening in Paris that the Nova Scotia models will be a part of. We have three designers that are going, Milani Munden of Kikaikoa, Livia Davis, Playwear, she's based in Chester, Nova Scotia, Robert, he's Bato Inc., he's an immigrant that came here, Cameroon is his home. So we're all taking that level of, what is Nova Scotia? This is us. So when we get off that plane, it's true diversity and true representation that's showing up. And the models, they cover every aspect of this melting pot that is Nova Scotia. So, you know, I'm really proud to be a part of this and what Nova Scotia has given me personally to build this brand and build the connections with Lighthouse, you know, and Ryan, who's been, you know, in my corner since, what, 2 years, 3 years, 3 years, actually, you know, supporting what we're doing on the ground here in the artistic industry. So I'm really privileged to be a part of that. And Paris is part of the beginning of a journey that Nova Scotia Fashion is on.
Thank you for being with us, Solitha Short, Soli Productions founder. Wish you all the best for the Halifax Fashion Week 2023.